September 29, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Kingdom surpasses empire. Opening prayer. Great God of the universe, I know myself, and I don't know why you notice me, and even more, why you love me. You loved me before I knew you. You love me with my shortcomings, and even when I fail you. Please accept my love and praise. Read Acts chapter 23, verses 23 through 35. Paul transferred to Caesarea. Then he called two of his centurions and ordered them, "Get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Provide horses for Paul so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix." He wrote a letter as follows, "Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency, Governor Felix. Greetings. This man was seized by the Jews, and they were about to kill him, but I came with my troops and rescued him, for I had learned that he is a Roman citizen. I wanted to know why they were accusing him, so I brought him to their Sanhedrin. I found that the accusation had to do with questions about their law, but there was no charge against him that deserved death or imprisonment. When I was informed of a plot to be carried out against the man, I sent him to you at once. I also ordered his accusers to present to you their case against him." So the soldiers, carrying out their orders, took Paul with them during the night and brought him as far as Antipatris. The next day, they let the cavalry go on with him while they returned to the barracks. When the cavalry arrived in Caesarea, they delivered the letter to the governor and handed Paul over to him. The governor read the letter and asked what province he was from. Learning that he was from Cilicia, he said, "I will hear your case when your accusers get here." Then he ordered that Paul be kept under guard in Herod's palace. Reflect. But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom." The commander is center stage in this passage, and he has the dominating voice until he is replaced by Governor Felix. The commander embroiders the truth somewhat to protect himself and look like the hero for a day. Luke's narrative describes the seemingly well-oiled and powerful machine that was the Roman Empire. It certainly gives a feel for the power of Rome and what it meant to be a protected citizen of the Roman Empire, as Paul was. We know from church history, however, that Christians often faced terrible persecution from Rome. Until Emperor Constantine, many emperors of Rome were more often brutal against Christianity than they were protective or neutral toward it. Jesus told Pilate that he and the Roman Empire only had power because God allowed it. He promised his disciples that nothing could prevent him from building his church, not the Roman Empire nor the gates of hell. Paul, too, wrote of the sovereignty of God over all other powers. It gave him the faith he needed to face all anxiety and all threats. Paul's voice is not heard in this passage. He seems powerless against the Roman authorities, but we can be certain that he never stopped praying for himself, his co-workers, the church, and his gospel mission, knowing that God is Lord, even in the fiercest spiritual warfare and toughest situations. We may feel that the power of this dark world can overcome the gospel and silence our voice, but we trust in the sovereign Lord who hears our prayers and whose plans for the kingdom and the gospel will not be thwarted. All powers and authorities, whether they are sympathetic to the gospel or hostile, will pass away, but Christ's kingdom, power, and authority will never end. Apply. In what ways can you impact your government, local as well as national, knowing that God is sovereign over all? Closing prayer. Father, I lift up the gospel mission in my area and those who are seeking to share the gospel. Give evidence of your great power at work in and through them.